finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hi, 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 and welcome back to Shift Talking. I'm Davina Hain, your mental health coach and professional friend here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. Today is our weekly Shift RX, where we take one topic and we break it down in under 10 minutes. And today is all about the fact that we are not stuck with our attachment style. So you have an attachment style, but you don't have to be it, and you certainly don't have to be it forever. Maybe we're anxiously refreshing after we got that K text or no text at all. Or maybe we shut down as soon as it feels like somebody gets too close, as soon as things are going to have to feel a little bit more real and really emotionally mucky. Either way, it's not a character flaw. It is a map. It's a framework. And those can always be updated. So we're going to go into three core truths and then the shift framework. But remember, today is all about attachment styles. This whole week is about attachment styles, because on Thursday is my conversation with Bev Middleman, who is a therapist who specializes in attachment. So here are the three core truths. The first is that attachment styles are adaptive. They're not permanent. And for better or worse, they formed in response to your environment. And not because we are broken or because there's something inherently wrong with us, but because our brains are sophisticated enough that these are what allowed for us to survive the emotional ecosystem we were raised in. Second, labels can help, but they can also be a trap. It's one thing to say, I have avoidant tendencies, and it's a whole other to say, I can't connect because I'm avoidant. Language matters, and it can either explain or it can excuse, and the choice is really up to you. It's whether you want this category that you fall within to somehow be this determinant that removes any sort of accountability or opportunity for change, or whether it's an explanation that helps us understand more about who we are at our core, what wounding we maybe had, what things we're actually trying to accomplish, and what we can do differently in order to experience more internal harmony moving forward. And the final point is that your nervous system isn't frozen in time. With safe relationships, self-awareness, and intentional repair, whether that's solo or with others, your nervous system can relearn safety, connection, and regulation. And we can apply the shift framework if we are ready to start shifting some of these patterns. We start with our S, which is our self-awareness, our self. What triggers your old pattern? Is it silence? Is it closeness? Is it rejection? Is it big feelings? Is it actual physical touch? Is it a requirement to show up and show out for other people or for yourself? Our H is our healing. Where did that pattern come from? What did it protect us from? What was it really looking to achieve? Our I is innovation. What could we do differently next time? How can we name the fear before it drives the behavior? How can we lead with more intention behind our behaviors, our thought processes? So rather than operating on autopilot, we can take back some of the controls. If you're noticing that some of these patterns just aren't quite working for us, then here's where we start. We do anything a little bit differently. We pause and take a bit of a walk before we call and call and call and call or drive by, or we verbalize, hey, I'm overwhelmed, I'm needing a minute, before we ghost. Right, there's going to be these small little indicators as things are coming up, but the very first thing that you can possibly do is lead with self-awareness so you even know where to focus the innovation. Then we get to fortitude. We stay with the discomfort. Growth doesn't always feel safe, but that doesn't mean that it's wrong. For those who are avoidant, having deeper connection will feel scary. For those of us who are anxious, having that distance will likely promote more opportunity for me to self-regulate, but it will feel like abandonment. It will feel like rejection. It will not feel good. And oftentimes the healthiest relationships are the hardest ones, because after going from unhealthy relationship to unhealthy relationship, a healthy one will disguise itself as being unsafe, when in reality, the unhealthy ones only felt safe because they're familiar. And through this recognition and through our self-awareness and our healing in trying new and different things via our innovation, we build that fortitude where I get more comfortable with the discomfort. I almost begin to start welcoming it because now it feels like I now have more and more evidence that I can, one, do hard things, and two, I can benefit from doing this hard thing. And then T is our transformation. We track even the small changes. Every time you pause before reacting, you are rewiring. And little by little by little, whether it's I ghost after, you know, this amount of time and now it's a little bit less, but I'm still ghosting, and also that's okay because this is all part of a continuum. Or I called 6 times back to back instead of 10 or 11, right? There's going to be these slower changes over time, but I promise you, if you commit to it, if you are actually ready to start feeling better, more regulated within you, and stop viewing other people as the bad guy or even yourself as the bad guy, and just recognize that you have all of this capability to do that work internally and just start with these small shifts, you will eventually get to a transformation where you feel like you could accomplish so many more different things. You will get to these points where all of these small shifts, all these small transformations build up into something that feels more authentically you and not just your wounding running the show. Okay, so here is how I did it. I started treating my attachment style like a compass, not a cage. It wasn't a rubric that I had to live my life within. It was really just an understanding that that's what feels more automatic for me. And once I knew what it was trying to heal, I could stop villainizing it. I could instead view it as something that's trying to keep me safe, but it's a bit skewed. It's a bit confused. And I am no longer the child who needed it. I am now the adult who gets to choose what comes next. And that's empowering as fuck. So I challenge you to try this. Pick one pattern you've noticed, interrupt it, narrate it, and reframe it. And that's how we shift all of these things little by little. We know what is theirs, what is mine, and what is ours. All right, I will see you on Thursday for our conversation with Bev Middleman. In the meantime, stay steady, take your dose, and I will see you then.